November the 17th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, made tribes and nations. So I believe God created us for rich race pride, created us for racial dignity, that God intended for the white man to feel good about being a white man, but he also and for the black man to feel good about being a black man. That's the problem we have to work on. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 5 to 7, created everything in beautiful pairs. Yes, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran said he has made or created everything in beautiful pairs. Yes, beautiful pairs. So if you don't pair up, you stay ugly. Isn't that right? When you find people who don't want to be with anybody, aren't they ugly? I don't care how beautiful they look. In the outer appearance, ugliness inside makes them even appear ugly outside. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 6 to 8, observe creation. God tells us about his work so we will know better how to begin our work. God wants us to study the works so we know better how to plan our work. So this is how the world became great. So this is how civilization evolved. It is because of the free thinkers, thinkers who looked at the objective reality and took lessons from it and studied it and compiled the knowledge, arranged the knowledge, ordered the knowledge so that others will learn after them and be able to further the movement into the promised land that good life created us for on earth and after. Real knowledge, true knowledge is knowledge we find in the works of God. In the works of God, that's where you find the true knowledge. So the human being is a marvelous work of God, the creator. You study the human being, you get knowledge of the human being's creation. The dermatologist studies skin. He gets knowledge of the skin from the study of the skin. Our doctor gets the knowledge of the eyes from the study of the eyes. The doctor who is over the and knows how to do the surgery job, he gets the knowledge of surgery from the study of the mashing, the coming and together, the inner threads and works of material body. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 8, first educate, observe. The Quran, Surah 67, Ayat 15, earth manage, platable, traceable. So don't just think of prayer as something from God. And think of fasting in the month of Ramadan, that's from God. Eating after the fast is also from God. Riding on more than just the spirit riding on the boat or the airplane, 747, that's also from God. All of it is from God. He created the earth. And you to have these great meetings, the intellect and the life in us, embrace the creation, and the creation opens up to us. Then he created all of this to be our tiller, for us to engage it, plow it. So if we would have the same sacred respect for the relationship Allah wants us to have with this external world we call the material existence, we can have good products from this external world, and many of them that will give us pleasures, just like the good obedient children get those pleasures at home when we look at them. 30, not bigger than. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 8, earth to be observed by every devotee. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 57, universe bigger creator than man. So when the baby comes here, they don't speak Yorubi, Swahili. They don't speak Arabic. They do not speak English, Chinese, Russian. They come here speaking baby language, all of them. And they have to learn our separate languages. So God has created us one life and made us one and the same people. All of us are the same. Then we learn the differences. We have different histories, different ethnic makeup, etc. But all of these are additions that were put on the baby. The baby just comes here right out of the heavens as one member in the family of human beings. And then our separate locations and lives as revealed to us ethnically, racially, nationalism, or whatever it is put a dress on the baby. It puts a tradition on the baby, and the dress of the baby is different, and he looks. But if you could go back and recover, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, the God is the eternal return. When we return, what are we returning to? We are returning to the original Muslim. When you return to the innocent nature and life of the baby, you are returning to the original Muslim, to the first Muslim. And if you are a Christian, you are returning to the first Christian nature. Destiny for all men is good life, peace for all. So the language that we learn to express separates us. But if we could find the original language, reverse, and go back and find the original language of our original nature, of our pure essence that God created, we want the same future for ourselves. We all want peace. We all want peace, a good life for ourselves and our families, our children, etc. We all want better, not hell. We pay a lot for hell, to have hell, but we don't really want it. We don't want hell. We want heaven. Everybody wants heaven. So this is the common life. This is the common good. So this is the common destiny. The common destiny is the destiny that God has created for us in very human composition. God has composed us naturally, originally, to want goodness, to want heaven, not hell. The world is filled with hell now, but we want heaven. We want peace. We want decency. We want to respect one another, and we want to be respected. So we want the earth filled with good people who care about themselves and care about others. So this is what every person wants. We cannot have this without respect for the best. So if the followers of our neighbors would return to their better nature and listen to their better nature and choose leaders with their better spirit and that better nature, the world could improve sooner. Misery would take out of our lives and out of our neighborhood. So if we do that, but somehow the environment that we live in these times is not as conducive for us collecting our better senses, coming back out of our better minds, as it was for man before industrialization and accumulation of monies and things that give us pleasures, cluttered neighborhoods, cluttered buildings, cluttered with dead things. It is not like when it was before man chose this world and made it so crowded and so cluttered. So we need leadership to keep aware of what is best for the original human life that God made so that we know that this environment that we survive in every day, when we look across the streets and down the corner, and all the cluttered stuff that is in our view, when we walk out of the house is not what God wanted us to look at, when we wake up and go out from our private quarter, God wanted us to see the beautiful world of living things, trees, the animals, so beautiful. Look how beautiful fall season with all of these beautiful colors. See how God made the green things to grow strong and beautiful, but before they go to sleep for a long period of time until spring comes again at the end of their effort, what do they give us? Beauty, beautiful colors of fall look like beautiful it is. It not only gives us beauty, they give us substances for our life, fruits and grains and all of these things that we eat and support our life with. They give us all that they, and they give us so abundantly. At the end of life, they just drop the fruit down, give it so generously to us, and it gives us beauty so generously. Now, God says in the scripture that he made a parable of the human life as a parable of a plant. That tells me that God wants us to give our best before we die, before we taste the winter, sleep. God wants us to give our best, give the beauty of the life. So if we be more religious and sincere, the philosophers, the prophets, the messengers of God, if we could be motivated by God's handiwork, his beautiful universe with all of its beauty. If we could be motivated by that, we would have a power to overcome a lot of these weaknesses that we have and a lot of these trends that set in and takes us to hell. We would have a power to resist that and overcome it. Universe bigger creation than man. Earth to be observed by every devotee. Study of the earth increases your intelligent decency. God says in our holy book, man don't think that your creation is a bigger creation than the universe. The universe is bigger than us. And when we become separated from appreciating and relating to it, we become smaller and smaller. So if we could reach out and start appreciating it, saying, oh, let me look at God's world. Let me look at what God did. And you look at it and appreciate it, it will start increasing your own worth. It will increase your intelligence, and most of all, it will increase your decency. But in man's world, you have nothing to look at but that. You have not the original environment that God created to support your life and to open your life up to the great future that God intended for. all of us a great future that will make a paradise on earth for us if we would accept it. So we want the same things. We are the same people. We are the same creation. Science tells us that too. We are one people. We are all human. That is our first identity. We are human. We are not dogs. We are not rats. We are not tigers or anything of that nature. We are not trees. We are human. So that is our first and most important identity. And because we recognize that as our true identity, we can be served by doctors. The doctor serves the black man. The doctor serves the white man. He is not interested in whether this person is black or white. He is interested to know if this person is human. He was taught to treat humans. So he has the sciences and the medicine, the skills or whatever to treat humans. Life could be so much better if we would just close our eyes to everything we think we know. Open our eyes again for us. Thank you. And may God guide us to his purpose for human life on this planet Earth. Ameen. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 9, rainwater charged with blessings. It couldn't get its growth without the earth to give us the food, and really the sky gives food, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this before modern science say, he feeds from above and also from below. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Now, science tells us that when there are rain and lightning and thunder and nutrients are formed above in the sky by lightning and the charge of polarity, the field of electricity, the charges of it, and everything, those charges and others I didn't mention, it will form nutrients. And the water is not all water. I used to believe this until I read this. I was a grown man with a family. And I thought that the sky rained only water. So if the sky rains only water, we wouldn't have the luxurious, plentiful, and beautiful harvest from our gardens and farms that we have. It rains also nutrients. Nutrients also formed in the raindrops come down with the water and nutrients. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that saying he feeds. If it's only water, he's not feeding, he's giving drink. So that's not feeding. Water is just giving drink. But if he got some material inside the water, he gives food and drink. And that's what science says. If we don't love a relationship with that material world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to give us our material bodies and to engage our intelligence, our thinking, studious mind, then we are missing what is number one to develop our intellect and to be a real good student, productive, creative. Rain, communication, revelation from God. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 265. Gardenless rain suffices it. Pardon me. Garden light rain suffices it. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayah 9. Rain sent down charge. Allah comprises sending communications from heaven as rain and describes it in the Quran as a light rain coming down. It is not described as being heavy noise with lightning. We are almost in 1 minute. It is gone. That is the way of a joyful message affects us. God mentioned the light rain is not only water. Rain has water and material substance with particles to help the earth, everything God created, to communicate his will and plan to help his creation. Interfaith plans high claim air fruits. The Quran Surah 50, Ayah 10, tall stocky palm trees. Bukhari, page 1, 58, believers like palm trees. Imams must get knowledge before they start teaching. People like palm trees hugging itself while growing up. And what it produces also other than these things that are used up quick, like garden vegetables, it also produces tall and stockly palm trees with shoots of fruit. Stop tall one, like you love it so much, you are just hugging it over and over again while you are growing up. Look like the tree is hugging itself, doesn't it? So just thankful to God for what is growing inside. And notice here is the sign from God. The tree goes up straight. And if it is a date tree or an olive, then it spreads out. It does not spread out too close to the ground, because if it does, its gifts won't be as far. So it goes way up and it starts branching out. It is going to give you the fruits of a cleaner atmosphere. And it's going to give you fruits of a higher graduation. That means it's more knowledge. It went up higher for more knowledge. The lower the grade, the smaller the knowledge. So it went up high like the mountain. And it branches out up to the world. Not branched out down here like that, the date palm tree. The inside, it has more fruit in comparison than the apple tree and any other tree. Up there is that little space. It just has big clusters of fruit. And the flavor is more intense than the apple. The sugar is more. The sweetness is more. I'm about to get out of this seat and shout. My body does not want to stay in this seat. I'm going to get up. I have to get up. So this is a sign to tell the leadership of this world, especially we brother Imams, grow for a while before you start teaching people. Don't be so quick to think that you got it all and you're going to start giving people information in your infancy. Instructions for adulthood and manhood, and you are in your infancy. You are not Jesus Christ. You don't talk in the cradle. You cry, you moan and groan in the cradle. Laugh and make trouble. Get out of that cradle first. Go on up like that palm tree, and when you get way up there, where the air is cleaner and the weather is a little cooler, you went to a zone in your mind. You traveled by mind power and went to a zone a little cooler, to a little higher region, all right? And you waited until you had graduated quite a bit before you spoke. And then you speak. And you speak delicious fruit. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tall, stockly palm trees with shoots of fruit stockpiled one over the other. So these are not two descriptions of the date palm, though the date palm is a little different, like you trim trees. They cut it so that they will grow up to get more growth. The more strain on them, the less they can go upward. So they cut the tree, they cut and trim them so they can go up high. And isn't it this way for the growth of our intellect? Paul said it. What we know as a child, he could not use it anymore. He threw it away so that he could speak as a man. So when they are cluttered, when they are cutting off the wrappings and leaving the stem, it is the tree, not the trunk. This is when you cut it, but it is what goes up as the post. The bark of the tree has no information. I have another picture now I want to share with you. A lot of trees, especially in North, they are covered with bark. And in the Bible I read, that is why I'm sharing it with you. They say that the dumb dog that can only bark. Now, the average preacher in these churches, they don't know that they're talking about the tree of knowledge, and they are dumb dogs that can only bark. Now, the bark is not really a part of the continuous growth of the tree. It is just something growing on the outside of the tree, and it is giving protection, all right. It is covering the tree to protect the real life that is growing upward. But bark can't teach you anything. You take the bark off and research it, it teaches you nothing. But you cut the tree and it gives you its age. It shows you how old it is. Every year there's another ring. The Quran Surah 50, Ayat 11. Sentence for Allah's servant. Resurrection is like growth for a society. The Quran says, as substance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servant, and we give new life therewith to a land that is dead. Thus will be the resurrection. So how can we miss this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to whisper to us to keep secret. If you want to know what the resurrection is going to be like, he tells it it is going to be like growth for a society who plants, invests in the ground and the earth. They invested in their land and trust God to bless it from heaven. Don't just think of the weather now, like I did Labor Day weekend, and like these who were with me, those who were with me, they support me with their hearts and their spirits and with their monies. They support me and the rain did not come. I asked 2 months before I asked some of you, go and consult the Farmer's Almanac and tell me what they are saying about this weekend. I was told that they were saying that they expect rain. So we are coming in to the conclusion now. So we should understand this is just one reference to the rest of, to the resurrection, showing that a parable or picture of it is a town that is dead, not culturally developed, not industrially developed, and this thing happened to favor its birth and its development. So don't think of our individual life and soul that is taken care of by God. Don't worry about that. That is very selfish to think about your own self going to heaven and forget about all the other people out here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think community. And he raises us to be a community, not selfish either, individual interests. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after iftar and salat, we will all be free, no free as a person in this bad society of ours, but free in the mold that God created for us. We can go further than New York and Chicago, Los Angeles, and places like that. We can go as far as space will allow. We can go to the end of the galaxy and beyond if we stay in the form of our father Adam that God made for all of his children. So this is the freedom I'm talking about, the freedom to travel in the original form, been intact please keep it intact, please. The rich have money because of poor supporting them. The Quran, Surah 51, Ayat 19, poor have rights to your wealth. So the people he was teaching were not educated people. And if he told them, whoever learns a little bit, he is obligated to pass that little bit into another ignorant person. So we are supposed to be our brother's keeper. So if you can't understand that in that high fashion, let me show it to you in a plain, ordinary sense of the word, of holding or protecting your brother in the world. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, told his followers, help your brother whether he is in the wrong or the right. And they asked him, dear messenger of God, prayers and the peace be upon you, how is it that we should help our brother when he is in wrong? He said, hold him back from wrong. So we must understand that our religion is not like that religion that says you are not responsible for the behavior of your brother. You are. And in another place, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, the Muslim is a mirror for his brother. And a mirror will show you your defect if you look at it. If you turn toward the mirror, it is going to show you that which is crooked wrong. So your face is dirty, it is going to show you. If you have ugly expressions on your face, the mirror is not going to make you look like a sweet dandelion or something. That's the mirror is going to show you just like you are looking. And if the mirror does not show you the way you are looking, the mirror is wrong. It is warped. But if it is a straight mirror, it shows you just what you are. It only reports what it sees, and it reports it correctly. So we must understand that. Shouldn't the strong assist the weak? Let us not be any longer victims of this society that sensitized morally to ignore the weak amongst us, thinking that you can't be responsible for the weak. Everybody has to make it for themselves. Anytime you accept that, you are accepting the law of the jungle, survival of the fittest. We don't buy that. Western society brought that, survival of the fittest. And believe me, most of their rulers over us, now is their, that is their law, survival of the fittest. And they say, hell, let's throw this out there into society, the ones who would be the ones fit. The ones that is destroyed, they weren't not fit to survive. They go by the process of elimination, what they call in science natural selection. And it means selection by adaptation. And those who cannot adapt, they are destroyed. I say the strong should assist the weak. The weak, they assist the strong. So it is just as that the strong assist the weak. How have the strong gotten to be strong? Didn't they get strong with the help of the weak? Weren't they born from mother and father? They had no struggle. They had to struggle. Many of them did not have education. They had to struggle to put the boy up in school. Then he gets strong. Doesn't he have a debt to the weak? So the Western world doesn't it. Oh, it's scientific advancement to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the unlettered community. Didn't it get its start back into the sciences on the backs of the Muslims who represented an undereducated society? So how can they now, knowing that, ignore the ignorant masses and say the survival of the fittest? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, didn't say the survival of the fittest. He made Arabia fit. And before they were all ignorant, praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim, he is the keeper, the protector of his brother. And he must love for his brother what he loves for himself. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, No true believer can rest well at night knowing his neighbor is going to bed hungry. Our hearts must die to the open invitation that we have in this world to sin, and only then we will be able to open up our hearts and open up ourselves to the invitation to live an upright life. Language, speech, not for individual, but community. The Quran, Surah 51, Ayah 23, sign you should have intelligent speech. Then by the Lord of heaven and earth, this is the very truth as much as the fact that you can speak intelligently to each other. Quran says, can't you see signs in the fact that God has enabled you to communicate with each other intelligently? That is a sign that God don't want you to live. As an individual, he has made it possible for you to communicate with each other intelligently as long as we don't apply the rule of sense to our discourse or our communications. We're not going to be united. How can we unite with the Christians if the Christ going to approach us or respond to us from emotional experiences? We can't come together. But because we have good Christian representative leadership here who are able to respond from something higher up in range of human evolution than emotionalism, we have some unity here today, and we represent some collective leadership. So this is the blessing, and God said that he has put in us the ability to express ourselves intelligently and made it possible for us to communicate by intelligence or with intelligent expression so that we can become one. Eternal, divided, no communication within. How can I remain one with myself? Don't you know once I lose intelligent communication within myself, myself becomes divided against itself? So when my moral nature can't communicate and make sense with my rational nature, then I have a war between my rational makeup and my moral makeup. So in order to have my own individual kingdom in peaceful order, I have to be able to communicate or to relate intelligently inwardly between my different forces that are working in my being. The focus of intelligence, the focus of passion, the focus of morality, all of these focuses are working in this one kingdom. And if I don't give them the language of intelligence, because God has not given us verbal language that enables us to unite, that is that right? So the Chinese speaks Chinese. I can talk to him. I haven't learned Chinese, but he's intelligent and I'm intelligent. We can overcome the barriers of Chinese and English. Is that right? And we'll begin to grow into a new language of communication in time. But it takes intelligence. Seven heaven, two arrows, one bow. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 2 to 11. Muhammad's ascension in seven heaven. Bukhari, Volume 1, page 345. Prophet, seven heaven. Bukhari, Volume 1, 345. Prophet, seven heavens. 1, Adam. 2, Jesus. 3, Joseph. 4, Idris. 5, Aaron. 6, Moses. 7, Abraham. Prophets step in community human development. So the prophet represents steps in community or social human development. So we have Adam, Noah, and many others, and many prophets. But we are going from Adam to Abraham, prophets in scripture represents movement and society. The Quran, Surah 53, ayat 7 to 16, prophet of sentient race. Bukhari, page 1, 345, page 4, 429, and 647. Prophet saw Jews, Christians in heaven. God says, O believers, meaning God wants us to know that there are believers in heaven, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and he showed our prophet the heavens, and the prophet said, I saw Christians and Jews in the heavens. Care about self and others. If you don't care anything of the human life within me, God sooner or later causes you to not care about the human life in yourself. That will be your punishment. Quran exams other religions. Well, the Quran, Surah 53, ayat 7 to 17. Najah Muhammad ascension. The Quran, Surah 23, ayat 51 to 52, Prophet One Brotherhood. Bukhari, page 4, 429. Heaven, seven prophets. Christian theology, their religion itself, is to be advanced by Al-Islam, by the Quran and Muhammad. The prophet prayers and the peace be upon him. They have only been able to advance because of God's revealing the Quran and putting Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him in the world as the leader. Whether they are Jews, Christians, or any others, Muhammad is their leader. When God took Prophet Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him up into the heavens, and showed him the leaders in the past, beginning with Adam, he greeted them all as his brothers, because prophets belong to the same fraternity, for what of a better word, the same order of messenger prophets of God. So he ascended this order from Adam and Jesus Christ, Joseph, Yusuf, Idris, Aaron, Moses, and Abraham. So Muhammad is the imam, leader of the other prophets. Prophethood progressed and evolved to Muhammad. So he greeted each of them as brothers, except for Adam and Abraham. He greeted them father. So this is in Judaism and in Christianity. So we know the first father is Adam, and the second father is Abraham. After greeting them, what did he do? He led them in prayer. So who is their imam? For Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is their imam. So their leader. So what that to tell us? God was evolving and progressing prophethood and revelation so it becomes complete for all the needs of mankind. And who was the last in that? Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. So who should be the leader of the rest? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So if God sent messengers on behalf, pardon me, if God sent messengers one behind another to make contributions to advance his way, to contribute to the advancement or towards the advancement of his way, then the last one to finish the job, he is the one that has it all. Those before him only had part. So Tawheed, finger pointing, meaning. The Quran, Surah 53, ayat 7 to 11, prophet on the highest horizon. Then it goes on to say that he did meet on the far horizon. It did not say he saw God, but he said he met him on the far horizon. And it was as two arrows were fired from one bow going parallel, like I do my fingers when I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In the end of my prayers, I follow some of the spiritual teachings in Al-Islam, and I then say, Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluhu, meaning, from his firm conviction, united sense goes out his spirit as the messenger of God going out to do his work in the world. So where is he going? He is going into the center for all mankind, the Kaaba. So he is going there, bringing all mankind with him, all the races, the nationalities, all the people with their different interests and pursuits, bringing them their original origin, and bringing them and making them with all the race and nationality, all the people with their different interests and pursuits, bringing them to their original origin. Their original nativity, bringing them there to witness their pure rights that God created for them, the place that will make them one if they are knowledgeable, or one if they all acknowledge that they will become one. So if they acknowledge their pure origin, Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him spirit was pure, and his intentions remained pure. So it gave direction to his spirit and took his spirit to his original pure origin. God raised him up from that place, Kaaba, into the heaven, and took him on a journey to the far mosque of Aqsa in Jerusalem. After that, he went to Medina and established the Ummah, so the community of Al-Islam, the Muslims in Al-Islam. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 9, distant to bow lengths. Man material as bow, spirit as two arrows. So we believe in the inherent will. We believe that God created man's material substance as a bow and his spirit as an arrow. And his material substance one day will get tired of suffering and going the wrong way. And his own material matter is going to pull back the strain and the spirit and fire a desire out as an arrow. It is going to show you how to go home. Indians fired arrows. So you know the Indians, they used to fire an arrow to tell the rest of them where they were going. The chief or the one appointed would take an arrow and shoot the arrow as far as he could in the direction they were supposed to go in. And all of them saw where the arrow went, and they would go right in that direction. I guess when they got to that point, he would fire it again, keep them going where they're supposed to go. So two arrows, human spirit and spirit of God. So the one bow, it doesn't just fire one arrow. The bow fires two arrows, but they are going to one aim, one destination. What are these two arrows? The human spirit that God created us with, and the spirit of God in us. God did not create us with a human spirit without his spirit also being there. So this is why the human spirit is so powerful. God is always there with it, always present. And that is the power in your human spirit. It is God. The power in your human spirit is Almighty God. He's there, just waiting on you to accept the better part of your own self and love and want to respect better part of your own self. Once you accept your better life and you want to respect it, God comes into the spirit with you. He's you, and your effort is not just your efforts. Your efforts is also divine efforts. Your efforts is God's efforts. So that's why in our holy book it says they were seen fired in a direction, one direction, going to the same and the objective or to the same aim. The two arrows fired from the one and the same bow. meaning that man strains inside to take his life forward. And that straining is like pulling back the bow. And it fires his will and spirit. It fires it out. But where it fires, it is not only his will and spirit. It is also God's will. And if we can wake up to believe that and accept that, we will never feel helpless ever again. How can we feel hopeless or helpless if we believe what that is saying, that God has created us, but have not created us to be alone? He created us to have a will as human, and that will is so powerful, it can defeat the world. But God will not leave that will to battle the world by itself. His will is right there with you, working with you to see you succeed, God's will. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 2 to 11. Muhammad's ascension in seven heavens. It didn't say Muhammad, present and peace be upon him, saw God, but it says that they were parallel as two arrows shot from the one bow, going to the destiny or to the target. So the aim, who is that? God and Muhammad, excellent, going parallel together in perfect harmony, reconciled. His excellence reconciled with the will and the spirit of God. And they are going as two arrows. Arrows is only symbolic of the spirit. Energy, force is going to one point or to one destination, having one and the same aim. And they meet in the far horizon. So this is Quran. Arrows symbolic of spirit, energy, forces. It didn't say Muhammad, present and peace be upon him, saw God. But it says that they went parallel as two arrows shot from one bow, going to the destiny or to the target or to the aim. So who is that? God and Muhammad. Excellence going parallel, together in perfect harmony, reconciled. His excellence reconciled with the will and the spirit of God. And they're going as two arrows. Arrows is only symbolic of spirit. Energy force is going to the point or to one destination, having one and the same aim. And they meet in the far horizon. So this is Quran. So the same two spirits are in our people, in every people, but they don't manifest so strongly. It depends upon the pressure, the condition that piles on you, whether this spirit will really become forceful, spirit enough. So these two arrows were fired by the pressures and the denial of our excellence in this world. They were fired. They were fired way back in the days of slavery. And slavery was pushed out of the way. They continued to seek excellence. God's with us. So what am I saying to you? God has been with us before we knew El Islam. God was with us before we called ourselves Muslims. God was with us in the same God, the same help, the same everything. And we cannot stop now. The Quran, Surah 54, Ayah 17, Quran easy to understand. The Quran read, memorized like seeds and time, you'll understand. Mind like earth, it takes time to develop what comes into it. So read the Quran more, learn it, commit small chapters to memory. Read it and commit more chapters to memory. Read the book over and over again. Don't just read it in the month of Ramadan. Read it weekly, daily. if you can, so that you can memorize more of the book and become better acquainted with the book. You will say, much of it I do not understand. That's okay. Much of what you soak in from the TV, you don't understand. But you soak it in anyway because you like it. This is better and safer. This is pure and perfect for you. Soak in it. Soak it in because you like it. You don't have to understand it all. So when you put a seed in the ground, does it come forth immediately? The ground can't deal with it immediately. The ground has to wait for the right season. And then the nourishment has to come gradually to the seed. And in time, the seed bursts forth and shows what was hidden under the cover of the seed. Is that right? A corn plant, an oak tree, an olive tree, a tomato vine. Is that right? All right, so do you think your mind is any different from the earth, that everything goes into your mind? You must understand it and get everything in it as soon as it goes into your mind? No, but don't reject things. Let it come into your mind, and it will grow. And when the right environment comes along, the right season comes along, you may be too cool for it right now. You might have to warm up a little. Sometimes the season is too wet. Too much water hurts too. But when the right condition comes, the life that is there will come out. So don't be afraid of knowledge. Don't be afraid of Quran. Read it, study it, commit to it, commit to its memory. If you can, the more you take in, the more you will read. Ar-Rahman has mercy in it. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah taught the Quran and created man. Ar-Rahman has mercy in it. What does it have mercy in? It, because it comes from the root word Rahima, meaning mercy. So Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, and Ar-Rahim comes from that root mercy. One is mercy given as the Quran. Ar-Rahman alama Quran kalika insan. Alima hu bayan, as the surah Ar-Rahman explained, the human being created for a second time. The merciful God taught the Quran, Kalika, and created the human person for a second time. The human being was already created. He created him like he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the earth, and everything. But now he is going to create again. Ar-Rahman, Alima Quran. Translated, he taught the Quran, and it looks like it is backwards. He created man. Someone might say, no, he created man and then revealed, and then taught the Quran, taught him the Quran. No, the understanding is not there. The merciful God, he taught the Quran to Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, Khalika insan, and created the human person. Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, was already created. Perfect human being for the first time. They knew no wrong in him. He was truthful, honored. He was called Al-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, the honest. He was not needing any more perfection, moral perfection. He had moral perfection. So Muhammad was amongst the Hanifas, the upright persons. He was an upright, honorable person before he knew anything about religion. He didn't know anything about religion as we know it. He knew human nature. And he was amongst the people of Saudi Arabia who believed that they should be the best in their human makeup, that they should live the best that is possible for them in their own human makeup. That is called Hanif. And he was of the Hanifah, the plural form of the word. The Hanifah were people who prided themselves in being the best of their human makeup. That was of God's choice. So God chose him to be the last prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, his servant and messenger and mercy to all the world. So God is talking about him when he says, Ar-Rahman Alim al-Quran. The merciful God taught the Quran, Khalika insan, and created the human person. So this is the second creation. I can give you plenty of evidence for this. So much evidence that nobody can argue with me. I'm telling you, it will make yourself crazy. Look as stupid trying to argue with it, because I can bring the whole Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him's life, to support what I say. No one is challenging me, and those of the immigrant community who secretly try to keep help from coming to us and to get you to go to them. They themselves, when they meet me, they give me the utmost respect, and they really love me too, but still work to undermine what I'm doing because they love their work more than they love me. They love what they are doing than they love me. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Enterprise, Dr. Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.